Hello, hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. And as always, I would like to thank everyone all over the world, wherever you are, for the support, because it means more to me than you know. I get excited when I see different countries, you know, like Japan. I can't even pronounce the city where they're from. You know, I can see that too. So, you know, I am so grateful for everybody that's, you know, it helps, you know, it's reaching, you know, and, you know, I am in no, you know, rush to, you know, blow up really big, but, you know, if it comes, you know, I'll be ready. But I just thank God because, you know, this podcast has, you know, been a help to me, and, you know, being able to talk about some things and just, you know, be creative, you know, even in on my TikTok page, and, you know, it's reaching people. And that's all I wanted to do. You know, I want to be eventually, you know, I want to be that example that this mountain can be moved. And, you know, no matter what you're going through, you know, you're going to be okay. You're going to make it. And, you know, I can't say that every day has been the greatest for me, you know, but I'm still here. God gets me up every morning. And, you know, that means he still has plans for me. And, you know, there are those days, you know, when I probably cry more than I pray, but that's okay. Somebody sent me a message the other day and said, you know, it's okay to cry while you wait. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when we're believing God for something or believing God to get us through something, you know, we feel that if we cry or if we get a little weary in our faith that, you know, we aren't trusting God, you know. We're human, and, you know, life comes at us, and just because you cry, you know, you wonder where God is sometimes, because I wonder where he is at often. And, you know, there's a lot of things that I don't understand that I wish I understood, and I just don't. And, you know, I was talking to my prayer partner on Sunday, and, you know, I just realized some things, you know. We want God to, you know, speak to us and show up and give us, you know, that reassurance or that confirmation, you know. And, you know, I think I've been in this space where, you know, I'm not hearing from God, and, you know, I don't know what my next move is. And, you know, it can be frustrating, you know. And, you know, I was telling her, I was like, you know, when we think of faith, you know, the Bible says faith without works is dead. And, you know, I have been mulling over that for a long time because, you know, I feel like that when you ask God to do something for you, you know, I always feel like you can't just sit back and just leave God to do everything. Like, you look, God give you a job. You got to look for a job, right? But, you know, I've learned that, you know, in the season of my life that I'm in, I have learned that, you know, especially being the person that I am, asking God for something, then getting up, trying to find a solution, trying to figure it out. And, you know, it dawned on me, and, you know, I was telling her that, you know, God is just saying your faith with your works is simply trusting me. That's what I need from you, Cheryl. I need you to simply trust me. And I thought about that, and you know, sometimes we, you know, when things aren't going how we want them to go, or we're not where we think we should be, you know, all kinds of things come into mind, and you know, you wrestle with, you know, God, are you punishing me? What did I do? What do I need to do? I don't understand, because I've been all those places, and to be honest, I'm still am some days, you know, and some days I feel like I can conquer the world, but other days, when I tell you the world, that's how I feel. And you know, I, you know, have been wrestling with that for a long, long time. And today's podcast I entitled, Sometimes You Have to Lose to Win Again. And I've realized that sometimes the blessing is in the loss. And nobody likes to lose. Nobody, you know, not athletes, not doctors, not anybody, you know, no one likes to lose. And especially when it comes to just life in general, you know, we all want to win. We all want to, you know, succeed in areas of our life, you know, our relationships, our friendships, our jobs, you know. And you know, I am learning, although it crushing to my heart and you know my peace sometimes, that you know, you have to thank God for the losses. Thank him for what he didn't do that you wanted him to do. And it has been a journey, you know, for me. I was in a relationship and I loved the person, and in the end I got hurt, like really hurt. And it bothers me because, you know, I put a post up that said, people can and will do you just like that. And, you know, I still feel that pain very deeply some days. Do I hate it? Yes, I hate it, because it just hurts, you know. And, you know, I have come to realize, but I've always known, and we know that, you know, people are not you, you know, so you can't expect people to do what you would have done. And when you're good to people, that's anybody, your relationship, family, friends, children, anybody, when you're good to people and they discard you and treat you like trash, yes, it hurts. And sometimes you have to, you know, say that thing out loud. You know, they chose someone over me. I didn't get the job. I didn't, I thought they were my friend and I thought we would be together forever, you know. And life comes. And that's why I am forever grateful for my people, you know, the people that God puts, you know, put in my life, because, you know, when I was going through the thick of it, and some days I still feel like I'm in the thick of it, but, you know, those were my days of suicidal tendencies. I didn't want to live, and, you know, not because of the relationship, but because nothing else. Everything was going wrong. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. And nothing still is going right. I still don't have a job. I'm surviving. And I thank God I'm surviving, but I'm tired. Like, I am tired of just surviving. You know, I want to thrive. And I was driving earlier today, and, you know, I was talking to God, and I was like, you know, am I being punished? You know, because, like, God, I don't understand. Like, and, you know, I had a couple interviews, and, you know, when you going on an interview, you feel good about it. And I was, you know, I was confident. And then, you know, I was like, I'm not going to get my hopes up. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, have to feel like that all the time. And then, you know, I was driving, and I stopped. And I was looking at my emails, and you know, there goes the rejection letter. And the interview was good, and I know it was good, and, you know, and it just made me, it just took me to a really sad place in that moment. And I'm like, God, I can't catch a break, and I don't understand, you know, and I have been, you know, I have been applying for all these jobs, and I'm telling you guys, I get turned down for the smallest jobs, like Instacart. Like, it's just crazy stuff to me. And, you know, I had one interview that I went in, and, you know, the lady was like, with your experience, you know, why do you want this job? And I was like, because I need a job. And if I got to start at the bottom again, I'm willing to do that. And the lady was like, well, I'm going to be honest with you. She said, you know, this is an entry-level position, and, you know, you're overqualified. And to be honest with you, we wouldn't hire you because we need this position to be long-term. And if the position you want comes through, then we're going to be back at the same place. And, you know, I'm glad she was, you know, open and honest. She's like, I don't want to waste your time. And, you know, so, you know, it's better that I tell you this up front. You know, so, you know, so I, you know, and it takes me back to, you know, God, what am I supposed to do? You know, I got these kids that I got to take care of, and there are things that need to be done, and, you know, I need to take care of me too. And, you know, I have a car, and, you know, I would want more than anything, you know, if I had the money, I would just pay my car off. And, you know, life has been lifing, and I have been, you know, losing, you know, and I would like to think that my gains will outweigh my loss. And, you know, trying to stay positive with everything that's going on it hasn't been the easiest for me. And when I thought about this title for my podcast, you know, I've had to ask God on so many levels to not allow the hurt from the breakup, you know, the loss of my child and everything else, you know, like, things have been coming, you know, some things I'd rather not talk about, but things have been coming one after the other, and it's hurt me. And I'm like, you know, when I think I'm okay with one thing, you know, another thing comes. And, you know, the things that come have been coming at me, you know, have been from people and things that I didn't expect them to come from. And it's hurt. And you know, there was a time that, you know, I felt that the only way out of my hurt was to not be here any longer, because I was hurting so much. And, you know, I still hurt, but, you know, God has brought me out of, you know, that space, because it was deep. And, you know, I just was begging God to, like, God, I don't want to hurt anymore. Like, God, I'm tired. Like, I'm tired of hurting. And I know that healing is a process. And I know that when you're healing, the healing hurts worse than the wound. But you have to be determined to get through it, you know. And you know, I made up in my mind when I started my healing journey, I made up in my mind that I wasn't finding nobody to get under, to get over. I wasn't going to go and be out in the streets every day just to take my mind. And, you know, there are days when I have to sit with this pain. There are days when I have to lean into it, because I know that putting a band-aid over this, it's not going to help me. It's not going to do anything for me, but make it worse, because at the end of the day, you still have to heal if you want to heal. And that's been my thing. I want to heal. I want, you know, God to get the glory. I want to come out on the other side of this whole. And, you know, I know, you know, I've asked God for things, and, you know, and patience isn't my strong suit. And I know in this process of my brokenness, I know that God is doing a few things. You know, he's strengthening my faith. He's teaching me patience and teaching me to trust him. And, you know, the thing I love about God is, you know, he knows when we're struggling, especially with our trust and faith in him. And I can't, you know, I was telling my prayer partner on Sunday, it was like, I can't explain it to anybody in the words the way I would like to, because I just can't. You know, I don't feel like the same person I was before all the trauma came. But I don't think that I'm supposed to feel like the same person. But, you know, I often look at my old pictures and I say, you know, I miss you. I remember you, you know. And when I really thought about it, like, all the smiling and the happiness from those pictures was only because I thought I was happy. And it would turned out to be all a lie. And it just crushed me. And, you know, when I look at the pictures, I say, God, you know, I want her. But I want the her with that smile that you built up, that she pressed through the grief and the loss and the broken heart. I want, you know, I want the Cheryl that God is building. And, you know, I said, you know, we often say, you know, people say things and it just become a saying, you know, I want what God wants for me. But I'll tell you again, when you say, I want what God wants for me, baby, you better be prepared to have some thick skin and a strong back and to be able to withstand what's coming. Because just because you say, I want what God wants for me, it does not mean that everything is going to be, you know, a straight line. And I've come to realize that. And, you know, I do want what God wants for me. And I'm not even going to say that I don't want some of the things that Cheryl wants for sure. And because I do, you know, and I felt bad for like still loving this person. But I know true love doesn't go away, you know. And again, I had to ask God to, going forward, God, don't change who I am. Just give me the wisdom and the discernment to see people for who they are at the gate, you know. And because I don't want to change, because I know I'm here to help people, you know. It's what I've always done. It's what I love to do, because, you know, helping people and seeing people, you know, overcome things, or, you know, putting food in somebody's freezer, you know, just being there when I can. And, you know, I would often laugh. I used to tell my sister Tamara, I was like, girl, I'm a broke philanthropist, but I'm a philanthropist still. You know, so, you know, I want to be a philanthropist? Yes. And I'm going to be a philanthropist, but not a broke one, you know, because I know God is doing some things for me, moving some things around and making these things possible without Cheryl minding God's business. And, you know, again, nobody wants to lose, but I truly believe that, let me say this, for one thing I do know, that God never takes something away without replacing it with something better. And, you know, my nephew Tai, he said, Aunt Cheryl, I'm going to send you some songs and I want you to listen to them, you know, listen to them every day. And one song that he gave me, Martha Minizzi, was Your Ladder Will Be Greater. And I am taking that in my pocket. I am carrying that around with me, because although I probably have been crying for the last 2 weeks or so, and I don't think I cried yesterday. I think I got a little emotional today, and that's okay. Whatever. I'll cry when I need to cry, you know. But God has, you know, taken some things away that, you know, I didn't want him to take away. And, you know, somebody sent me a message, and they was like, you know, sometimes God is asking you, you know, to let some things go. And if you be obedient, you know, he'll give them back to you later. But if he doesn't, he's got something better for you. And, you know, I'm reminded of the scripture that say, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. You know, so sometimes, you know, God is saying, you know, I'm going to restore what's been lost. But you got to take your hands off of it. And, you know, me and my prayer partner was talking Sunday, and I was like, she laughed at me. And she said, because I know my sister, she said, I know you are finding it hard to leave it alone. And she's absolutely right. But I have been leaving it alone. And when things don't work out I have been tempted to, you know, it does frustrate me, but I have been tempted to like try to figure it out. But ironically, I can't. I can't even think of nothing to like figure anything out with. Like how do I figure this? Like, I'm at a loss because I've always been able to finagle something or figure something out. But, you know, and, you know, I think this is the space that God has me that, you know, yeah, you had to lose some things. Did it hurt? Yeah. But do you trust me? And, you know, there are just those times when that's all the work of faith that you need is simply to trust God, to replace whatever you lost with something beyond your wildest dreams. And, you know, they said, you know, they always said, if your dreams don't scare you, you know, they aren't big enough. And, you know, I've never been a small dreamer. You know, everything that, you know, all the plans that I had and everything that I would like to do, it's big stuff. And the crazy part is that I was, not that I was trying to do it without God, but the crazy thing is, you know, I was trying to figure out how I'm gonna do this. You know, and partly because I wanted to show God that, you know, I was serious and I wasn't being lazy about it. And I was just showing God that, God, this is, you know, I'm serious about this. This is what I want to do. And God bless it. And, you know, things like that. And, you know, I was putting in the work and I was, you know, doing everything I knew how and incorporating the business. You know, I was just doing so much because I just wanted to, you know, just show God, you know, I wanted him to on some level find me worthy of what I've been asking him, you know. And I never, you know, thought about, which I think about a lot now, you know, don't wait till you do something to invite God into your situation. You know, whatever it is, relationship, friendships, jobs, you know, business adventures, you know, whatever, you know, and, you know, it was just like, God, this is what I want to do, blah, blah, blah. Not God, you know, is this what I should do, you know? And, you know, I think all my ideas have been, you know, good, but, you know, I would do it and get it started and just, and, you know, and ask God to bless it. And it's took me to a different space because, you know, when God revealed some things to me about what I was trying to do, and, you know, when God let me know that it, yeah, what I want to do for you is bigger and ain't nothing you can do about it, but just, I got to do it for you. You got to trust me. And, you know, this is something that I would do every night, like for hours and, you know, printing and putting stuff together and, you know, just, you know, with not a dime in my pocket, but that's okay, you know. And when I came to, when it was told to me what God had said, I then, and I was just like, ugh, like, you know, but God, this is what I really want, but why can't you, da 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 da? And I didn't, you know, when you're grieving and life happens, you don't really understand what's the word I'm trying to use? You don't understand the depth of what you're in until all hell breaks loose. And that's what it seemingly did in my life. And I didn't know how damaged and how broken I really was. And when I really found out, because sometimes you got to examine self through your tears, through whatever. But when I found out how broken I was, and, you know, and I've been broken probably a minute, but I've always forged ahead. And if I was happy with the bare minimum that made me happy, as long as I didn't have to hurt, I went along just to get along. And, you know, when you love somebody, and I say it often, when you in love with somebody, you love somebody, love will keep you in situations that common sense should have kicked your tail out of. And, you know, after everything, you know, the bulldozer came, and yeah, I was a mess. And it was in that moment where I realized that God, because of his love for me, God couldn't give me what I wanted and when I wanted it, because it wouldn't have survived. You know, it would not have survived the space I'm in now. And, you know, I didn't see it then. You know, when we're going through, we often feel like God is punishing us. And, you know, I know there were some things in my life that God said, let go, and I didn't let go. And, you know, and I thank God for being able to, you know, own my responsibility for the space that I'm in on some level, you know. And I thank God that he loved me enough to not allow my plans to work out, because he saw things that I didn't see. And, you know, we want to bring people along, because when you love people and, you know, family, and, you know, you got your friends, you know, you want to bring them along. You want to see everybody win, you know. And God was showing me, yeah, you want to see everybody win, but not everybody want to see you win. And, you know, I tend to, you know, I forgive very easily. And somebody on TikTok was saying the other day that, you know, people that forgive easily get hurt the most. And I'll still forgive easily, because forgiveness is for me. And I told God, in whatever I go through, I don't want to be bitter. I don't want to be bitter, because bitterness breeds hatred. And I'm not that person, you know. And I didn't want to hate anybody. And I was like, God, you know, save me for me. And, you know, I started to name this episode, Lord, don't let me break before my breakthrough. And, you know, I posted that the other day. You know, that has been my prayer. Like, God, you know, because some days it gets rough. You know, some days, yeah, I do have to sit and cry. Some days I do ask God, where are you? Some days I do ask God, why me? You know, and we don't like to go through the process that's going to bring us out on the other side. And that's where I'm at. You know, I know that God's plan is 1,000% better than my plan. And I understand the losses. I understand the losses to a degree, you know. And, you know, I said, you know, God will either change things for you, or he will change you for things. And I believe that God is changing me for things. You know, I believe that everything that I'm going through is not just for me. It's for somebody else, to bring somebody else out of this thing that they're going through, and whatever it is. Because, you know, I've realized that, you know, looking on social media and different places, we all got an it. We all have that valley moment where, you know, God gonna be with you in the valley or on the mountaintops, but you gotta trust him. You know, that part of me that gotta help God out, and he's saying, Cheryl, I don't need your help. I just need you to take your hands off of it and trust me. And God has me in a place where it's just me and him. And I'm not saying, again, that I don't have, you know, my people, but I am in this space where of isolation. It's that if God don't do it, it won't be done. And I'm like, okay, God, you know, I got this car and I can't lose my car, because I'm like thinking, God, I completely fall apart. Like, yeah, I would completely fall apart, but, you know, whatever. And I, you know, it's God that's, you know, keeping me. And I'm glad that I can be vulnerable with God. You know, I can fall apart. You know, I can, you know, say the things that I want to say, like, God, I don't understand. You know, am I being punished? Like, why are you doing this to me? You know, I can talk to God. And I'm glad that I can talk to God, and I can, you know, and the funny thing is, yes, I talk to God, and yes, I say these things. And the funny thing, I'm like, he ain't answered me yet. And I laugh about it, because, you know, it's like, you know, God is just letting me vent, and then I gotta, you know, because I might not see him doing nothing now, but neither do I see what he's doing in the background, you know, to, you know, rectify this situation. But I trust him. You know, I have my days when my trust is a little off. You know, I gotta be honest with you guys. You know, I just, you know, I want God to, you know, I want God to do the work in me. I want him to, you know, forge me in the fire, bring me out as spirit gold, whatever. But sometimes I'll be like, oh, sweet baby Jesus. Like, Lord, this is your humble servant. There's clearly been a miscommunication because I am tired. And I find myself, I was in Target the other day with my sister, and I was walking in the toy aisle or something, and emotions just overwhelmed me in that moment, and tears started crying. I was in front of the Nerf guns, and I was like, Lord, not today, Cheryl, not today. I don't want to cry today. I don't want to cry today. But if you got to cry, go ahead. It's okay to cry, you know. And I find that, you know, people that try not to cry, you know, they, it doesn't help you any. Cry if you must, because you're waiting, and in your waiting, you're not skipping through the tulips all the time. It's not going the way you want it, and you're crying, and you know, Lord, where are you? And I think I'm, you know, there more days than not. You know, I want God to, yeah, come and see about me. And, you know, I do realize that God is seeing about me. He's doing what he needs to do for me and in me and fortifying me to come out of this better than what I went into. And, you know, I'm grateful to God for that, because, you know, he's been holding me. You know, I think about the footprints in the sand. When you only see one set of footprints, is when you know, he carried you. And that's how I feel, you know. I only see one set, and it sure ain't mine. And if God is making you wait, you best believe it's going to be something so, so amazing. And, you know, I always say, you know, I want to heal so I can hear what's being said without the filter of my womb. And, you know, when you're healing, you know, that wound is there. But, you know, and you can't hear what people say because they're not going through it. And, you know, and you just feel like, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm talking about. And, you know, but, you know, I want to heal so I can hear, you know. I can hear what God is saying to me without the filter of the womb. But God, they hurt me. But God, the job didn't do this. But God, my child died. But God, you know, and after I heal, you may not always see why God did God, but you'll understand it a little better. And, you know, they used to sing a song in church, "We'll Understand It Better By and By." And yeah. So I just, you know, I just encourage you, you know, it's not going to always be like this. You know, I was singing a song the other day that, you know, God is going to perfect that which concerneth you. And sooner or later, it's going to turn in your favor. He's turning it around for you. And just hold on. If you got to do it through tears, whatever, just don't let go. You know, somebody described a song that, you know, it say, "Be very sure your anger holds and it grips the solid rock." That's Jesus. And, you know, when I was younger, somebody described that song. When they thought about that song, they thought about, you know, somebody at the playground holding on to the monkey bars. And, you know, if you ever been a child and you're climbing the monkey bars, you know, it can be tedious and it can be hard to get across the monkey bars. And sometimes you probably get to the end, you only, you know, you holding on with one hand, you know, trying not to fall, just trying to get to the end, you know. So, you know, if you got to hold on with one grip, hold on and trust that even though I had to lose to win, the loss, God gave me greater. And trust that God knows what he's doing, even when you can't see him, even when you can't see his hand, even when you can't trace him, even when you can't hear him, you know, just trust him, you know, take your hands off of it and, you know, allow God to do what, you know, he needs to do. Because again, you know, grief is, it's in any capacity. You know, grief, you know, and death, you know, is a little bit more final, but grief is hard. And you just have to trust that God is going to bring you through. And don't worry about the losses, you know, because again, if God takes something away, he replaces it with something better. And he might give you back the thing that you let go because you were obedient. But, you know, sometimes God has to, you know, fix whatever you let go, whatever that was, you know. So you got to trust him. But as always, I appreciate everybody that listens to my podcast. I love you guys. all over the world. You know, I go and look at my analytics again, and I'm be so excited because I see people from all over the world, and some of these places I can't pronounce. And, you know, I'm just so elated that, you know, it's reaching. You know, I am very, very, very grateful for you guys. You know, my mom and, you know, my tribe, my prayer partner, my pastor, you know, my sisters and my kids. You know, I just thank God that, you know, God gave me my people and my face, you know, my Facebook family, you know, some of them I'm very close with. And I just, you know, I thank God that God gave me people to have to encourage me and uplift me and just hold on to me, you know, because it's been some darkness, you know, and I'm not ashamed at all. You know, I'm not ashamed, you know, because me being ashamed won't help nobody, not even myself, because if I was ashamed, I wouldn't be able to, you know, say how I feel and talk, you know, and, you know, you can become withdrawn. And, you know, if I didn't have the support and the love from my church family, and, you know, I probably would have taken myself out of here a long time ago. But I thank God that even in that, God held on to me and he gave me my people. You know, I really thank God for the people that I know that God has put in my path. You know, some people you'd be like, they iffy. They just want to be nosy and find out, you know, what's going on. But I know that God gave me these people to hold on to me on the days that I didn't want to hold on. You know, I got my babies, you know, the mothers, they send me pictures of my babies. And, you know, they just, you know, check on me and, you know, seeing how I'm doing. And, you know, it means so much to me. Like, I can't even, you know, put into words, you know, what God has done for me. And it saved my life. You know, it kept me from not wanting to leave the earth. And it's given me something to fight for. You know, I told God, I want to show up for me. You know, I got the grandkids and the children. You know, I love all of them. But God, this is about me this time around. I got to show up for me in ways that I've never shown up for me before. And God, I don't know how to do that. But can you help me do what I need to do? And he is. God is going to fortify me and give me the strength and the courage to do the things I need to do and some of the things that I don't want to do. You know, because sometimes you got to let people go, the people that you thought you would never have to let go, and things you got to let go. And God, if you say it's time to go, then it's time to go. So God, just give me what I need in each step of this journey, because this journey is not only for me, it's very much for somebody else to live. And again, as always, I love you guys so much. And I thank God for each and every one of you. And keep praying for me, because I'm going to pray for you. Until the next time. I love you.